You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 185, Change Your Frequency to Transform Your Life. Thank you for tuning into the show. Today, we will have a deep discussion about frequencies and why it is important for you to understand them in order for you to transform your life. Nikola Tesla was quoted as saying, "If you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration." So Tesla is saying that the secrets of the universe can be known by thinking of everything in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. Frequency being highlighted in his quote. These are our main topics on this podcast. And if Nikola Tesla believes that the secrets of the universe can be found by thinking in these terms, then I would have to say that this is quite an important thing to pay attention to. As Tesla's inventions were way ahead of his time, and his focus was on creating different forms of usable energy, of which he was a great success. Your frequency is very, very important, and all three terms, energy, frequency, and vibration, can be used to describe the same phenomena in different states, just like the states of water. All are still forms of water. Let's look at the definitions for each of these terms in order to begin to lay a foundation for our discussion. According to Wikipedia, in modern physics, the definition for energy is a quantitative property that must be transferred to an object in order to perform work on or to heat the object. And the law of conservation of energy states that energy can be converted in form but not created or destroyed. So it's something that's ever present, and in truth, modern day scientists have no clue what this quantitative force is. They just know that it's potent and that it can be measured and used. Keep this in the forefront of your mind because you have to remember that over time, much knowledge has been lost. Modern day scientists would love for you to believe that science is at its height today and that all known civilizations that have come before us were simply primitive and knew far less than they do today. But of course, this is not true. And something as simple as looking at the Great Pyramid of Giza confirms that there was a science and technology that is far superior to what they have today, but it has long been forgotten. Because this architectural masterpiece cannot be duplicated even today. So let's look at the definition for frequency next. A common definition for frequency is the rate at which a vibration occurs that constitutes a wave, either in a material form, as in sound waves, or an electromagnetic field, as in radio and light waves. These are usually measured per second. And I want you to notice that vibration is included in the definition of frequency. And finally, vibration. In physics, the definition for vibration is the periodic back and forth motion of particles resulting when any physical system is displaced from its equilibrium. In other words, the movement that is caused from resonance. An informal definition for vibration is a person's emotional state, the atmosphere of a place, a general emotional feeling one has from another person, place, situation, or object as communicated to or felt by others. So now that we've looked at the more commonly used definitions for these three terms, let's move on. We know that everything is energy. Energy that has taken a form. And it can also be said that everything being energy has a frequency and a vibration. Your frequency is determined by what you resonate with. So if you want to change your frequency in order to transform your life, then you will need to change the things that you resonate with, especially if they are of a low vibration. Everything will fall into one of two categories, either low or high vibrations. And depending on where you vibrate, this will determine what kinds of things you begin to manifest in your life. Comparatively, you're either on a high or you're on a low. So let's now look at the part of the definition of energy that's very interesting to me. They say it's a quantitative property that must be transferred to an object. And now the law of conservation of energy says that it can be converted into form, but not created or destroyed. So when you look at this, it sounds like they're describing source energy to me. And Ra also calls it intelligent energy. And everything in the universe is made up of this. It simply changes form and is never created or destroyed. Same thing they say about matter. It's always present. Everything has these qualities. In other words, you are created from source energy. And when that potent force moves through your body, we can call it intelligent energy. And we use it to create our bodies, our lives, and the world around us. You yourself are made up of this potent energy. And because you have consciousness, you can become a creator, a conscious creator, and consciously direct this energy to bring things into form. This is why you have the ability to manifest anything you desire for yourself. This intelligent energy flowing through you brings your thoughts into form. We are always creating our reality, but not everyone is aware of it because many are living unconscious lives. Intelligent energy is constantly flowing through us, and we transform it into physical reality. We create according to our vibration, and you can only manifest what you are a vibrational match to. So if you have a low vibration, then you will only be able to manifest low vibrational things around you, like unpleasant people and situations in your life. And if you have a higher vibration, then you will begin to manifest higher vibrating things, people, and situations into your life. You only need to take a look around you to find out what you are vibrating to, because everything around you is a mirror. Your frequency is determined by what you vibrate to or resonate with. And so we want to help you fine-tune your frequency intentionally by altering the things that you resonate with. These resonances start in the mind, in your thoughts and beliefs. And remember that beliefs are only thoughts you keep thinking without resistance. So if you are manifesting low vibrational things into your life, and you want to change that, then you only need to change your frequency. And by doing this, you will begin to manifest different things that resonate with your new frequency. It seems magical, but by eliminating negative talk, negative thinking, and negative emotions, you begin to draw different people and situations into your life. You have to do self-improvement. You have to work on yourself to begin to eliminate negative talk, negative thinking, and negative emotions because it's become habitual. Your health begins to improve when you do this. When you eliminate these things, immediately you begin to see it in your attitude and your health. You feel happier, more joyful. You have more energy. And this is all because of the first thing you affect through your thoughts is your body. And in the long term of constant thinking, then it's going to add up to your health, your long-term health. And it's going to show you, what are you thinking about? What are you doing? If it's negative, then you need to let it go because it will directly affect your manifestations. And it doesn't matter if you're conscious of it or not. It's affecting you because thought is energy. And when you think a thought, then you are transferring energy into a form. You need to remember this. Every time you think about something, you're giving it life. If you're conscious of what you're thinking about, then you will say to yourself, do I want to give life to this? Do I want to give more form to this? Do I want this to continue to be in my reality? If the answer is no, then you need to change the thought. You need to think about something that you want to manifest in your reality, because in truth, You are giving energy to it and you are giving it form. This is why it's so important to use positive thinking and affirmations to help you get out of the negative thought patterns and talk that has become bad habits for most people. Think of your frequency as a radio station. So whatever you're tuned into is what you will receive. As long as you stay on that station, you will keep getting what flows through that channel. And when you want something different, then you have to change the station. And so if you want higher vibrational experiences in your life, then you will need to raise your vibration. Start tuning in to a higher frequency. This is the magic of life. It's really that simple. But the work is in letting go of the bad habits and the low vibrational things you become accustomed to. That's the work. And that's why meditation is so very helpful. Meditation will help you raise your vibration simply by tuning into a higher frequency daily. The more you take time to meditate, the more the higher frequencies will spill over into your daily life. This is how you can begin to change your frequency in order to transform your life. Put more energy into meditation and you will begin to manifest more things that you really want in your life because you will be giving form to a higher frequency. Things grow where your attention flows. Remember that. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe in it, believe in it.